It's Monday, March 14th, 2016 AD. This is The World View. In 5 minutes, I'm Adam McManus. Republican presidential frontrunner Donald Trump ended last week with a surprising endorsement by neurosurgeon Ben Carson. Plus, Trump canceled a major rally in Chicago due to threatened protester violence. Protesters followed Trump to Ohio and worked hard to stop him from being heard there on Saturday, while news outlets and political opponents said his inflammatory rhetoric caused the violence. Sinking in the polls day by day, Marco Rubio decried Trump's possible nomination, saying it would fracture the Republican Party. In a last-ditch effort, Rubio offered Ohio Governor John Kasich a deal to have his supporters in Ohio vote for Kasich and ask Kasich to have his supporters in Florida vote for him. Kasich's campaign offered a deflating quip, saying, "We don't need Rubio's help winning in Ohio, and Rubio won't need our help losing in Florida." Ted Cruz picked up more delegates, winning the Wyoming primary, and Rubio won the District of Columbia's 19 delegates. In violation of the recently signed nuclear deal with America, Iran fired off 2 mid-range ballistic missiles and now has a long-range missile ready to be launched into space, officials say. Nazi concentration camp survivor Yisrael Kristol, a Polish man who survived 2 world wars and lives in Israel, is now officially the oldest man alive. The Guinness World Records organization said Kristol was born in 1903. He was separated from his parents by World War I and forced with his family into a ghetto in 1939. When he was rescued by the Allies in 1945, he weighed just 87 pounds. He has suffered the death of his 2 children in the ghetto and his wife at Auschwitz. He told the Jerusalem Post he does not know the secret of long life, but was sure it was all determined from above. "For it is appointed unto men once to die, but after this the judgment." Hebrews 9:27. North Korea has lost a 70-foot midget-class submarine and its crew. This after firing off missiles into the South China Sea in defiance of new sanctions imposed on the rogue power. Special forces captured the head of an ISIS unit working to develop chemical weapons a few weeks ago. On Saturday, a 3-year-old girl was killed and as many as 600 wounded when ISIS launched a chemical attack near Kirkuk, Iraq. 3 dozen Yazidi women escaped from an ISIS camp and revealed some gruesome details about their deviant practices. According to the victims and Islamic law, ISIS fighters are permitted to buy and sell women and children to use them how they will, as long as they are not pregnant when they violate them. This rule has ISIS religiously administering birth control to their victims, giving them pregnancy tests, and in some cases, abortions before raping them. According to ISIS publications, they are doing these things as they were practiced in Muhammad's time. Psalm 139:19 says, "If only you, God, would slay the wicked, away from me, you who are bloodthirsty." A car bomb killed 34 and wounded many more in Ankara, Turkey on Sunday, while another terror attack on the Ivory Coast, officials say, was intended to take out a high-level U.S. official, killed 16. Ken Myers, author of All God's Children and Blue Suede Shoes, and longtime host and producer of the Mars Hill Audio Journal, says he thinks America has had a heart attack. His field of expertise is the connection of the church with the culture. Myers, a professor at Patrick Henry College, suffered a serious cardiac episode 4 years ago, and he feels it's a good analogy on what happened in the U.S. to bring about such dramatic change so fast. The Worldview spoke to Myers and asked how the church can help America heal.
And I think a way of life requires a community, and the community that the New Testament gives us is the community of the church. So I'd say that the most important thing we can do to influence the culture around us is to be a healthy culture ourselves and not see the church just as a kind of clinic where we go to get patched up for personal spiritual problems.
As the Apostle Paul told the Philippians, "The peace of God, which passes all understanding, will keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus." And that's The World View on this Monday, March 14th, in the year of our Lord, 2016. Invite your friends to listen to this unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.